It's a high-stakes battle playing out in our nation's capital. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono sits on the committee that's holding the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Today marks the fourth and final day of the very contentious proceedings, and following a line of questioning about the nominee's emails that shed some light on his thinking about race and in particular issues that affect our island state. Hirono talked with us this morning. She took a break during today's proceedings to explain why she used portions of a confidential email to make a point about Kavanaugh's position on certain issues that she believes are just off base.
I used that particular committee confidential document. I did not request that it be cleared either before, during, or after my usage of it, because the way these documents were deemed committee confidential was totally inappropriate and unfair. So I just decided to use this document. Why? Because it revealed Judge Kavanaugh's views about Native Hawaiian programs and that they should be subject to strict scrutiny and are of questionable constitutional validity. So I am very familiar with all these people who think that Native Hawaiian programs should not exist, and who continue in Congress to try to eliminate Native Hawaiian housing, education, and health care programs. So this email definitely caught my attention because in the Rice decision, Judge Kavanaugh had written an op-ed piece plus an amicus brief that totally misstated the history of Native Hawaiians. And if he had done even a little bit of research, he would have been able to accurately portray, but I know he had no interest in accurately portraying Native Hawaiians and how they constituted themselves because he wanted the court to deem OHA to be totally race-based and just unconstitutional right off the bat. And he testified that the Supreme Court in Rice v. Cayetano had made the decision based on 14th and 15th Amendments, and I don't want to get too technical, but the 14th Amendment would have been the basis on which he could argue that these are race-based and should be subject to strict scrutiny. And I said, you know that the Supreme Court did not base their decision on the 14th Amendment. They based it on a very much narrower 15th Amendment. And I said, show me in the Rice decision where the court says that they're basing their decision on the 14th Amendment. And of course, it's not there. So any justice of the Supreme Court who misstates the holding and misapplies the holding, that's very concerning and out and out dangerous in my view.
And you made the point of underscoring that, the OHA office was created by state constitution.
Yes, I said it was that important to the state of Hawaii. It was not just some law that was passed. It's in our constitution. And by the way, the same rationale that he would use to question Native Hawaiian programs as basically being race-based, that should apply also to Alaska Native programs.
And how did you view his answer to your questions? Were you satisfied or...
I don't think he had much of an answer. The email spoke for itself, and he the next day said that the court had based its decision on 14th Amendment, which would have given him the ability to argue that Native Hawaiian programs are race-based, but the Supreme Court in Rice never reached that question.
And there's been lots of concern about the documents that have not been released. And I was watching earlier this week on C-SPAN, and I believe it was Feinstein who, you know, just asked him, do you have a problem personally with you know, these documents being released? And he wouldn't answer the question.
Yes, they keep saying that they have a person who is not even someone that the Democrats agreed to, who is a very connected, having been the deputy to Judge Kavanaugh, that he's the person who is deciding which documents should be confidential. And when I released my document, I said I defy anyone to say that this is a document that should be confidential. So this hearing proceeds under the cloud of only a small percentage of the documents that the committee is entitled to us getting. But at the same time, I have really focused on the patterns in Judge Kavanaugh's decision making, and these are patterns that I'm not the only one. I'm not making them up. There have been groups that have analyzed his decisions, of which there are some 300, including a lot of dissents. He has the highest dissent rate of anybody on the D.C. Circuit at the moment. And you write dissents because you really disagree, you really care about putting forth your own version of how the decision should be, and those dissents are very telling, and the patterns is that he will make it really hard for women to have access to reproductive choice. And that, so that's why all the people who are concerned about Roe v. Wade, he doesn't even have to overturn Roe v. Wade. He would just sustain all of the state laws that require all kinds of restrictions on a woman's right to get an abortion to the point where Roe v. Wade will be a nullity. So that is definitely a pattern. And then there's a pattern of where he will go against environmental protections and support corporations that are polluting. He definitely has a very expansive view of presidential powers, and I know that had to have been brought to this president's attention as he may be facing criminal prosecution. So Judge Kavanaugh had written that a sitting president should not be subject to either criminal or civil proceedings. So this president, who only cares about his self-preservation, I'm sure that caught his attention.
I mean, there is a lot at stake.
Yes.
Here.
What's a lot at stake, and not to mention health care, by the way. There is a pending case in Texas, which will go up to the Supreme Court. It has to do with the Affordable Care Act's protections on people with, particularly for people with pre-existing conditions, which is one out of four people in our country. And 20 states are challenging that in Texas court. This administration has refused come forward to support the Affordable Care Act, a duly passed law by Congress. And so this is a case that will go before the Supreme Court, and I have major concerns about how Judge Kavanaugh would view the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act's protections.
And then I know you, have a personal fight when it comes to health care, and,
yes.
And so I know that this really means a lot.
As I said, there are one out of four people in our country who have pre-existing conditions, and I found out for myself that we're all one diagnosis away from a major illness, and for my entire adult life, I have never been sick. I have never been hospitalized except for a false alarm when I was 17. That's it. So to be told that I have cancer, it can happen to anybody. And were it not for health care, I would be in bad shape. And this is why prior to the Affordable Care Act's passage, a huge percentage of all personal bankruptcies were due to unforeseen medical expenses. And that dropped dramatically after the passage of the Affordable Care Act and 20-something million more people having access to health care. That is all on the line with what's happening in Texas and what will happen before the Supreme Court.
And what's your expectation today as far as the line of questioning, what's happened so far, and what do you think will, what direction will it go later today?
Well, we have some panels now, three panels, and the panel that came just before the one that I'm going back to now had to do with the Supreme Court decisions, Judge Kavanaugh's thinking in decisions that relate to women's reproductive health, so those were important questions for me to ask. And then we have a panel right now of people who will be talking about presidential powers and how Judge Kavanaugh's views on environmental laws, for example, environmental protections, will change clean air and clean water in our country, because he will view those laws, has viewed those laws very, very narrowly, which means that he has more often than not held for the corporations that are polluting.
Well, I know you mentioned that it was a 14-hour day yesterday. Hopefully it doesn't go that long today and you get some rest.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Aloha.
That was Senator Mazie Hirono talking with us during a break of the four-day confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Much has been made of the release of committee confidential emails, but some aren't so sure the hearings have produced anything that would derail the nomination. The hearings are to wrap up today, setting the stage for a final vote, which some believe will ultimately result in the seating of Kavanaugh on the bench of our nation's highest court because of the Republican stronghold in Congress.